Dr. McKay, you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I missed the last part. You said I'm
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, and I need to find out, get some information regarding who's being tested and who can be tested. Can you help me with that?
All right. Those currently eligible for a vaccine in Alabama are healthcare providers, nursing homes, law enforcement officers, firefighters, and persons ages 75 and older and beginning of February the 8th, people 65 or older, and additional groups or critical workers will be eligible to get the vaccine.
All right, well, let me ask you this question. Suppose the person is 64 years old, is the primary caregiver for a person that's on dialysis, who's having to go in and out of dialysis 3 and 4 times a week, and that person also have health issues. Now, is that person eligible to be vaccinated?
I had another person ask me the same thing, but he said when he went, because he take care of his mom, but his mom got the shot. Both of them pre-registered at the same time. His mom got a shot, and he take care of his mom. But they wouldn't let him get the shot for some reason that he said.
Did he say why? What they say?
He never said what was the reason, but he was mad, so he hung up the phone. So
I can understand that, because, you know, you're putting yourself out there, because when you go to dialysis, you don't know who got what.
Yes, sir, but I could
bring it home.
I could try to pre-register you, but that's up to them to pull your name and to call you.
Oh, okay. All right, well, it's not for me. I'm of age, so I don't have a problem. It's for my wife.
All right, I can give you the number to call.
Because I don't want her to give me something that I don't need that.
I understand that. I can give you the number to call to get pre-registered.
Is anybody going to answer it, or is this a recorded number?
Someone is going to answer.
Okay, give it to me.
655.
Okay.
566. 5333. Again, 855-566-5333.
Okay, so basically all they're going to do is
pre-register her.
And that's it, they're not going to ask no questions or nothing like that.
They're going to ask for her first name, last name, phone number, county, and just the age. They don't ask for the date of birth. They just ask for the age.
All right.
I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.